The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
Life can't just come to a stop.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
Life can't just come to a stop.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
Life can't just come to a stop.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
Life can't just come to a stop.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
Life can't just come to a stop.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
Life can't just come to a stop.
The end of the world is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
I don't believe that.
Is nigh, Pride. The game is up.
Life can't just come to a stop. I don't believe that.
Find out his name and then they shut down the power all along the line. we were three stations east, yeah. Hiding from a scandal in the national press, they have been trying to get married since they stole a wedding dress. You may see them drowning as you stroll on the beach, but don't roll out the lifeline till they're clean out of reach. Wait.
To go now, so this is my last poem. I'm sitting here thinking, what do I do, what do I do? Somebody asked me for a request earlier, as I was saying, and I think I've got to do that. We're in May now, yeah? June tomorrow, is that right? Great. Let me take this opportunity to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Be nice to your turkeys this Christmas. Because turkeys just want to have fun. Turkeys are cool and turkeys are wicked. And every turkey has a mum. Be nice to your turkeys this Christmas. Don't eat it, keep it alive. It could be your mate and not on your plate. Say, yo, turkey, I'm on your side. I've got lots of friends who are turkeys. And all of them fear Christmas time. They say, Benj, hey, Benj, man, chow. I want to enjoy it, man. It's a Jamaican turkey. But those humans have destroyed it, man. And those humans are out of their mind. Yes, I've got lots of friends who are turkeys. And all have the right to a life. Not to be caged up and genetically made up by a farmer and his wife. No. Turkeys just want to play reggae. Sorry. Turkeys just want to hip-hop. Have you ever seen a nice young turkey saying, hey man, I cannot wait for the chop? Turkeys would like to get presents. Turkeys want to watch Christmas TV. Turkeys have brains and turkeys feel pain in many ways like you and me. I once knew a turkey. His name was Turkey. He said, Benji, explain to me, please. Who put the turkey in Christmas? And what happens to Christmas trees? I said, I'm not too sure, Turkey, but it's got nothing to do with Christmas. No, humans get greedy and waste more than need be, and businessmen make lots of cash. So, be nice to your turkeys this Christmas. Invite them indoors for some greens. Let them eat cake. And let them partake in a plate of organic grown beans. They love it. Be nice to your turkeys this Christmas and spare them the cut of the knife. Join Turkeys United and they'll be delighted and you will make new friends for life. Good night. Thank you.
Naked. This is me, naked, unclothed, undressed, under the light of all the God you dare imagine, waiting to be touched with as many versions of the truth as you can conjure up in your turned off mind. This is me. Give me your theory. Give me your opinion. Give me your truth. Give me your big, bad, holy book. Let me know exactly what tried and tested faith keeps you asleep. This is me, hungry for the prices of Eden, looking for the man who wrote the superhighway code so that I can rob his richness. He got insurance, he got the state. Let me get him. I want to find game show host and put the bastards on trial. I want to kill educated ignorance. This is me, revolting in front of you. I am not much, but I give a damn. Lovers look at me, haters look at me as I exhibit my love and my fury on this desperate stage. This is me, naked. I love being naked. I look at my naked self and I know that I was made for nakedness. I see my neighbors naked. I see booted and suited men naked. I see women in purdah naked. And all the priests and politicians who I despise are naked, looking at the truth, facing reality, having to deal with themselves, by themselves. Praise the gods for the black, brown, white, fat, thin, one-legged, blind, bent on uneven naked bodies. Praise the female gods and the older gods for the naked body beautiful. This is me. I hate this government as much as I hated the one before it, and I have reason to believe that I will hate the one to come. I may be vulnerable. I may not have the education of my critics or the wealth of my arresting officers, but I have never felt the need to wear a uniform in order to break laws. And I have never felt the need to eat dead bodies in order to feel like a good human being. This is me. Naked. This is me. Naked.
So, would you describe yourself as a happy little person?
Yeah, I'm the life and soul.
Have you ever thought, right? I mean, you don't know, but you might already have had the happiest moment in your whole fucking life, and all you've got to look forward to is sickness and purgatory.
Oh, shit. Well, I just live from day to day myself.
I tend to skip a day now and again, you know what I mean? I used to be a werewolf, but I'm all right. No!
Fucking hell. I bet they're happy, eh? All they got to do is sit round howling at the moon.
It's better than standing on the cheesy fucking thing. You know what I mean? I mean, tossing all these satellites and shuttles out into the cosmos, what do they think they're going to find up there that they can't find down here? They think if they piss high enough, they're going to come across the monkey with the beard and the crap ideas. And it's like, oh, there you are, Captain. I mean, are you busy because I've got a few fundamental questions for you? You with me?
Yeah, because let's face it, right? What are rockets? I mean, they're just big metal pricks. You know, I mean, the bastards aren't satisfied with fucking the Earth up. They've got to fuck space and all.
Tell me something, love. Are you aware of the effect you have on the average mammalian, Mancunian, XYLE chromosome slavering, lusty male member of the species?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Got five?
Yes, thanks.
Huh?
Yeah, I got one.
Here's one.
Please.
What?
Say, please.
It's fucking Gizmo, come on, mister.
You've got a lovely way about you, has anybody ever told you that? Thank you. It's all right.
Maggie!
She's gone, mate.
Eh?
Those days are over.
You see, the lassie wanting to be here.
What?
Lassie, black hair, blue jeans.
I saw a little border collie padding off down there towards the fire.
Yeah?
Have you lost your bird or something?
Aye, you seen her? Black hair.
No.
Fuck hell! She be fucking gone, going to go lost.
You from Scotland?
Yeah.
Are you Scots?
Aye.
What's it like up there?
Fucking shite. Take a funny one.
Do you dream in Scotch?
Yeah?
You might dream about sporran-clad, caber-tossing haggis galloping over porridge-covered glands.
Fucking shite.
Yeah, well, I sent off one of those little linguaphone packages talk shite in a fortnight. It's all going very well. I haven't quite got the hang of the transitive verbs yet.
You fucking shut it!
So what are you doing down here?
Eh?
Why are you here in London, old body dharma?
Put my old man in the hospital.
Your dad?
Dad.
How did you do that then?
Cracked him on the nut with a poker.
What for?
Fucking asking for it. My God!
So what, is he in a bad way?
Fucking race, half dead.
What does your mum think about it?
That's a fucking nut.
So you're like on the run, yeah?
Aye.
Me too.
Yeah? The cops after you, yeah?
Can you tell me something, Jock?
Huh?
What's all that about?
Eh?
That, the old Highland fling there. Do you know you're doing that?
What?
That, you know, and for my next tick. That.
Look, it.
It just happened again, I'm not imagining it.
Fuck off, yeah.
You do that in a sack with the old tick spit. Hey, Maggie! Must be a great fucking shag.
You're taking a piss.
You're fucking giving it away,
fucking
are you?
Come on, cunt! Get your fucking head open! Eh?
What's it like being you?
Eh?
A bit hectic.
Fuck off, piss!
You believe in self-fulfilling prophecy?
Eh?
You know, like Nostradamus. He was like this 16th century astrologer, and he wrote in one of his quatrains that this goon called Hister would invade Poland. So Hitler reads that and thinks, Hister, Hitler, must mean me and invades Poland. So when the guy prophesied that the world would end in 1999, which he did, does that therefore mean that we're fulfilling the prophecy by precipitating the apocalypse? You with me?
Huh?
Do you think the world will end in 1999? Listen, mate, what do you think of this? Why don't you have a little wander around and go look for the wee lassie and I'll wait here? And if she turns up, I'll keep her here till you get back.
Aye?
How does that grab you?
You're gonna be here, right?
Yeah.
Wait, if she gets back, right, tell her to fucking wait here till I get back. If she wanders off, knock her out. She's laughing her gub for me, right?
Yeah, I'll tie her up.
Aye. You're gonna be here, right?
Yeah. Oh, listen, what's her name again?
Maggie.
Oh, yeah.
Be back in a minute, right?
Yes, it is a boring job. Bloody boring, actually.
All right, Sally.
But all you can see is the tip of the iceberg, the present, the tedious here and now. What you're incapable of seeing is the rest of time, the rest of the iceberg, the past and the future, my future, which is a very interesting place to be. And the thing about this job is that it gives me time and space to contemplate the future at my leisure, whilst the city sleeps, free from the cacophonous curiosity of the hoi polloi. So you see, it's not a boring job. and I'm not boring either.
Am I allowed to smoke on the stairs?
No, there's an alarm all over the building.
So you think you can make the present palatable by projecting into the future? You're living in the past, pal. It's the future that fucks you up, Brian. It's the maggot in the apple.
You see, you're all pissed off with the present, Brian, and there's nothing wrong with the present. The present's fine. The present's perfect. The present's peachy fucking creamy. The only thing wrong with the present is the bastard doesn't exist. Because the present is the future, and the future is the past. And it's all the same fucking bag of bones anyway. It's a constant process of coming into being and passing away, coming into being and passing away. The future is now.
But the present does exist. We're in it now.
You were just then when you said it, but you're not in it now. You're not in it now. You're not in it now. You've never been kicked up the arse by the future. You with me?
That's what I mean. See, I'm in the present. But I'm not in the present. I'm in the future. Exactly.
Has nobody not told you, Brian, that you've got this kind of gleeful preoccupation with the future? I wouldn't even mind, but you don't even have a fucking future. I don't have a future. Nobody has a future. The party's over. Take a look around you, man. It's all breaking up. Are you not familiar with the Book of Revelations of St. John, the final book of the Bible prophesying the apocalypse?
Yes, as it happens, I'm familiar with all the books of the Bible.
I'm very happy for you. He forced everyone to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead so that no one shall be able to buy or sell unless he has the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name, and the number of the beast is 666.
I know about it.
Great.
I know about Nostradamus. Nostradamus talked about three brothers. Now, did he mean the Kennedy brothers, or was he talking about three bits of the Soviet Union? See? You just can't tell.
Fuck Nostradamus. I'm not talking about Nostradamus, a Mother Shipton, a Russell Grant, a mystic fucking Meg. I'm talking about the holy fucking book. What can such a specific prophecy mean? What is the mark? Well, the mark, Brian, is the barcode, the ubiquitous barcode that you'll find on every bog roll and every packet of Johnny's and every poxy pork pie. And every fucking barcode is divided into two parts by three markers. And those three markers are always represented by the number 6666. Now, what does it say? No one shall be able to buy or sell without that mark. And now, what they're planning to do in order to eradicate all credit card fraud and in order to precipitate a totally cashless society, what they're planning to do, what they've already tested on the American troops, they're going to subcutaneously laser tattoo that mark onto your right hand or onto your forehead. They're going to replace plastic with flesh. Fact! In the same book of Revelations, when the seven seals are broken open on the day of judgment and the seven angels blow the trumpets, when the third angel blows her bugle, wormwood will fall from the sky. Wormwood will poison a third part of all the waters and a third part of all the land, and many, many, many people will die. Now, do you know what the Russian translation for wormwood is?
No.
Chernobyl. Fact! On August the 18th, 1999, the planets of our solar system are going to line up into the shape of a cross.
I don't believe in astrology.
I'm not talking about astrology, I'm talking about astronomy. They're going to line up in the fixed signs of Aquarius, Leo, Taurus and Scorpio, which just happen to correspond to the four beasts of the apocalypse as mentioned in the Book of Daniel. Another fucking fact! Do you want me to go on? The end of the world is nigh, Bride. The game is up.
I don't believe that. Life can't just come to a stop.
Could you do something for us now? Maybe something that you've written recently?
Sure, yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. Well, I'm in an acrimonious frame of mind because of the dreadful hotels these promoters have been putting me in.
Oh,
I'll do this one. I mean, you won't believe the hotels they're putting me in, you know. I went to see the manager last night. I said, I come to see you about the roof. He says, what about it? I said, I want one. I said, I'll have pneumonia in the morning. He said, you'll have cornflakes like every... Right, this is cornflakes. Well, the title appears on the very last line. Like a nightclub in the morning, you're the bitter end. Like a recently disinfected shithouse, you're clean round the bend. You give me the horrors, too bad to be true. All of my tomorrows are lousy cause of you. You put the shat in shatter, you put the pain in Spain. Your germs are splattered about, your face is just a stain. You're certainly no raver, commonly known as a drag. Do us all a favour, here, wear this polythene bag. You're like a dose of scabies, I've got you under my skin. You make life a fairy tale, grim, a sumo wrestler's armpits. I've nothing on your shoes. Show me any two half-wits and they're twice as smart as you. I think about thrombosis. Every time we touch, I say you have acute halitosis. You say thank you very much. You're very pleasant. I know it's just a fad. Your very presence makes me really mad. I hear your knock up on my door. I've got to get out of town. I hit the lights, I hit the floor, I turn the TV down. People mention murder. The moment you arrive, I'd consider killing you if I thought you were alive. You've got this slippery quality. It makes me think of phlegm and a dual personality. I hate both of them. Your bad breath, Vance disease, destruction, tooth decay. Please, 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 please take yourself away like a death at a birthday party. You have to spoil the fun like a sucked and spat out smarty. You're no use to anyone. Like a black widow spider in the recess of disgrace, speaking as an outsider, what do you think of the human race? You went to a progressive psychiatrist. He recommended suicide before scratching your bad name off his list and pointing the way outside. Laughter from the playground breaks your bleeding heart. You're heading for a breakdown, better pull yourself apart. Your dirty name is passed about when something goes amiss. Your attitudes are platitudes, they make me wanna piss. What kind of creature bore you? Was it some kind of bat? They can't find a good word for you, but I can. Swat.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I never broke your windows. I never broke your rules. I never took to your tender vendetta. Didn't touch your family jewels. Revenge is a strong emotion. Friction is the mother of pearl. It's a disapproving, disappointing, disappearing world. Now what's this, sir? I didn't burn your house down. I didn't break your heart. I never tried to steal your car. I wouldn't know where to start. Don't blame me if your life's a bore. Not gonna look at your curves. Don't point your finger anymore. You're getting on my nerves. The tepid shallows of a failing brain. Last of the holy innocent.
Innocent!
Last of the holy innocent.
Innocent!
Last of the holy innocent. I never broke your windows. I never broke your rules. I never took to your tender vendetta. Didn't touch your family jewels. Revenge is a strong emotion. Friction is the mother of pearl. It's a disapproving, disappointing, disappearing world. Who is, if I'm not to blame?
Innocent!
Oh, the last of the holy innocent.
Innocent!
Last of the holy
innocent.
Last of the holy innocence. I didn't run to your rescue. I didn't hear you scream. Citizens arrest, you've got to give Joe Public his creams. Murder is a powerful picture, it's food for the famished mass. But I didn't do your meters, I never do things like that. In the who's who of capital gains.
Innocent!
Last of the holy innocent. Last of the holy innocent. Last of the holy innocents.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the Moon. How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the Moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the Moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills. Air mail special. To Whitey on the Moon. We deal in too many externals, brother. Always afros, handshakes, and dashikis. Never can a man build a working structure for black capitalism. Always does the man read Mao or Fanon. I think I know you would-be black revolutionaries too well. Standing on a box on the corner, talking about blowing the white boy away. That's not where it's at yet, brother. Calling this man an Uncle Tom and telling this woman to get an afro. But you won't speak to her if she looks like hell, now will you, brother? Some of us been checking your act out kinda close. And by now it's looking kinda shaky. The way you've been rushing people with your super black bag. Jumping down on some black men with both feet because they're after their BA. But you're never around when your BA is in danger. I mean your black ass. I think it was a little too easy for you to forget that you were a Negro before Malcolm. You drove your white girl through the village every Friday night while the grassroots stared in envy and drank wine. Do you remember? You need to get your memory banks organized, brother. Show that man you call an Uncle Tom just where he's wrong. Show that woman that you're a sincere black man. All we need to do is see you shut up and be black. Help that woman. Help that man. That's what brothers are for, brother.
Please give it up for Saul Williams.
Whereas breakbeats have been the missing link connecting the diasporic community to its drum-woven past. Whereas the quantized drum has allowed the whirling mathematicians to calculate the ever-changing distance between rock and stardom. We do hereby declare reality unkept by the changing standards of dialogue. Statements such as, keep it real, especially when punctuating or anticipating modes of ultra-violence inflicted psychologically or physically, will henceforth be seen as retroactive and not representative of the individually determined is. Motherfuckers better realize, now is the time to self-actualize. Studies show that when a given norm is changing to face of the unchanging, the remaining contradictions will parallel the truth. Equate rhyme with reason, sun with season. Reject mediocrity. Your current frequencies of understanding outweigh that which has been given for you to understand. The current standard is the equivalent of an adolescent who signatures the diet of an infant. The rapidly changing body would acquire dysfunction and formative symptoms and could not properly mature on a diet of applesauce and crushed pears. Light years are interchangeable with years of living in darkness. The role of darkness is not to be seen as or equated with ignorance, but with the unknown and the mysteries of the unseen. Thus, in the name of Robeson, Godson, Hurston, Akhenaten, Hatshepsut, Blackfoot, Helen, Benin, Kahlo, Kali, the Three Marias, Tara, Lilith, Lord, Whitman, Baldwin, Ginsburg, Kaufman, Lumumba, Gandhi, Gibran, Shabazz, Siddhartha, Medusa, Guevara, Gurdjieff, Rand, Wright, Banneker, Tubman, Hamer, Holiday, Davis, Coltrane, Morrison, Joplin, Du Bois, Clark, Shakespeare, Rachmaninoff, Ellington, Carter, Gay, Hathaway, Hendrix, Kuti, Dickerson, Ripperton, Mary, Isis, Teresa, Hansberry, Tesla, Plath, Rumi, Bellini, Michaud, Nostradamus, Nefertiti, Larocque, Shiva, Ganesha, Yamaya, Oshun, Obatala, Ogun, Kennedy, King, Four Little Girls, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Keller, Biko, Perone, Marley, Magdalene, Cosby, Shakur, those who burn, those still aflame, and the countless unnamed. claimed. We claim the present as the present, as the hereafter. We are unraveling our navels so that we may ingest the sun. We are not afraid of the darkness. We trust that the moon shall guide us. We are determining the future at this very moment. We know that the heart is the philosopher's stone. Our music is our alchemy. We stand as the manifested equivalent to 3 buckets of water and a handful of minerals, thus realizing that those very buckets turned upside down supply the percussive factor of forever. Let your children name themselves and claim themselves as the new day, for today we are determined to be the channelers of these changing frequencies into songs, paintings, writings, dance, drama, photography, carpentry, crafts, love, and love. We enlist every instrument, acoustic, electronic, every so-called gender, race, sexual preference, every person as beings of sound to acknowledge their responsibility to uplift the consciousness of the entire fucking world. Any utterance unaimed will be disclaimed, will be maimed, 2 rappers slain.
One, two, three, four.
All too busy saving children in Chile and helping flood victims on the other side of the world. And when the war was over in Vietnam, you had 3 adopted boys and 5 adopted girls. Got it first with food parcels when they're starving in Afghanistan, India, Kenya, or anywhere really. I've seen some tram pass you for the time on the street. You just said sorry I'm fast, but not as fast as your feet. You're too busy fighting your irrelevant battles to see what's going on in your own backyard. Too busy fighting your irrelevant battles to see what's going on in your own backyard. Cause some of us are having a hard, hard time. Yeah, some of us are having a hard, hard time. And you're all too busy saving children in Chile and helping poor victims on the other side of the world. And when the war was over in Vietnam, you had 3 adopted boys and 5 adopted girls. You're out on the streets with your little placards, marching up and down saying tear it down. I don't think you've even seen what you're talking about, except for the tourist version, no doubt. You're too busy fighting your irrelevant battles to see what's going on in your own backyard. Too busy fighting your irrelevant battles to see what's going on in your own backyard. Cause some of us are having a hard, hard time. You know that some of us are having a hard, hard time. Because some of us are having a hard, hard time. We're used, abused, we kiss your pretty feet at your every command. We're used, misused, we talk to each other but we don't understand. We're losing time and patience and respect and everything else, cause you are the boss of your everyday slaves and we're tired and we're hungry, so set we free. Set we free. Set we free. Set we're free. You're the boss of the office, you're the boss of the shop, you're the boss of the factory. You're the man with the car, the man with the houses, and the man with the family. We've seen your ugly face day after day, staring from a limousine. We heard your ugly voice time and time again, saying to be good, to be nice, to be clean, and we're used, abused. You scrub your wrinkle back on a Monday, Tuesday, used, misused. Washing up your dirties and I'm making excuses. Losing time and patience and respect and everything else, cause you are the boss of your everyday slaves and we're tired and we're hungry, so set we free. Set we free. Set we free. Set we free. Used, abused, we kiss your pretty feet at your every command. We're used, misused, we
we talk to each other, but we don't understand. We're losing time, patience and respect and everything else, cause you are the boss, we are the slaves, and we're tired and we're hungry, so set we free. 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 White racial disharmony, it's just a cover story, concocted to hide the fact that working class people are still being kicked all over the place. Work is nothing but a diversion, something you are supposed to do, according to the rules made up by who, a long, long time ago. Slow death, tailored to suit you. And it's all been designed to say, let's keep another of the fuckers down. Rest, that's sleeping, you can have plenty of. Cause while you are asleep, you are peaceful. Don't give the authorities any trouble. 12 hours a night, 7 days a week, no problem. And it's all been designed to say, let's keep another of the fuckers down. Play, what play? Can't afford a boat, show, a yacht. The cinemas are gone now, the few that we had. So tell me, what we got left, apart from reggae and dancing? And it's all been designed to say, let's keep another of the fuckers down. And it's all been designed to say, let's keep another of the fuckers down. And it's all been designed to say, let's keep another of the fuckers in their place. Or it might just be too late.
Alright, this one's called My First Erection. My first erection was in January 1973, going up Ratmines, home from school, on a 47B. For no apparent reason, it just started getting bigger and bigger, and all my mates, they began to snigger. This phenomenon was a total bloody mystery to me, because after all, I was only an innocent little school boy, you see. So naturally enough, I began to fret, because I wasn't too sure just how big I were going to get. Would it grow to be the size of a hippopotamus and burst forth from my trousers to crush and kill everybody on the bus? Or was it going to become an individual living being and go search for its fame and fortune and weight in gold? Or was it just going to bang, fucking explode and like kill lots of people? Or had it just fostered an ambition to be a shagging church steeple? Well, being a considerate little chap, caring and thoughtful and all of that, I began to worry about my fellow passengers. So I turned to the old lady sitting beside me, and this is what I said to her. I said, "Here, you better get out of the way. I don't know how big it's going to get." She looked at me funny and replied, "What?" I said, "You better get out of the way. I don't know how big it's going to get." She asked me, "Young man, are you being silly?" I said, "No, you old bat, it's my willy. You better get out of the way. I don't know how big it's going to get." Well, then she began to scream and shout, and this really, really freaked me out. I got all these images in my mind. Maybe I wasn't one of a kind. Maybe a similar thing had happened to her. Maybe a guy with an exploding willy in a bus had wiped out her entire family years before. Well, then the bus conductor came down and asked what all the commotion was about. She told him, he grabbed me, dangled me out of the back of the bus and fecked me out. And I had to walk home, and I was late back from school, and my mother asked me why, and I told her like a fool, and she bait me all around the house, up and down, to me pants was coloured 40 shades of brown. But there's one thing I've learned since then, and that is, don't go pointing out to old boilers on a bus your knob's all hard ever again. And if you think this story sounds really, really sad, and you feel sorry for me, should have been there for me first orgasm. That was a total bleeding disaster, but that's another story. Yeah. Alright, this is one I wrote one night, Saturday night, in a jail cell in Mountjoy. I was stuck in with this loony who wanted to kill his wife once he got out of prison. I had 10 cigarettes and 6 matches, and it wasn't like shaping up to be a good weekend. It goes like this. Think about any old shit. Talk about any old shit. Read about any old shit. All in an effort to kill time. All in an effort to kill time. Breakfast at 8, out in the yard at 10, dinner at 12, 2 out in the yard again, 4 get your tea, 5 watch TV, 7 in for the night, 10 out with that fucking light. Same old shit day in, day out, it's so depressing you could shout. You do the best to kill your time and tell yourself that you'll be fine. But on a Saturday night in your cell, your soul feels like it's in the bottom of a well. You feel so alone and left out, so all alone and forgotten about. Trying to kill time, longing to be free. Trying to kill time, but it's time that's killing me. Depressing, monotonous, dull, boring and colourless. Everything expected from dawn until dusk. No stimuli, no excitement, no purpose to life. You shite to eat, you eat the shite. Lonely, drab, dreary, like a voice-crushing brain. Like living in a limbo, driving me insane. This is prison. Walls, boundaries marking the extent of your world. This is prison, embitters the heart and deadens the soul. This is prison, one fucked up hole. Lonely, drab, dreary, like a voice-crushing brain, like living in a limbo, driving me insane. Trying to kill time, longing to be free. Trying to kill time, but it's time that's killing me. Alright, this one goes out to David Irving. It's called The Holocaust Never Happened. The Holocaust never happened. 6 million Jews, never happened. 500,000 gypsies, never happened. 5.5 million miscellaneous, never happened. What nonsense, what raving, spouted by a dickhead called David Irving. He's a mild fascist, or so he says. A mild fascist. I mean, what the fuck is that? Is that like a mild case of AIDS? Or a mild case of death? Excuse me, are we talking the Second World War and millions of people butchered here? Or just trying to describe the severity of a case of bad breath or something? Yeah, the Holocaust never happened. Extermination facilities. What extermination facilities? All built after the war as tourist attractions. Yeah, right. Funland at Fullsbuttel. Disneyland at Dachau. Butlins at Bergen Belsen Bollocks. It all smells about as dodgy as a shit-filled pail. Come on, Davey, old codger, wake the fuck up. It's hardly a likely tale. Yeah, the Holocaust never happened. And the sky is green, and the fields are blue. And you are me, and I am you. And Attila the Hun was a mild-mannered lesbian rights activist and a card-carrying member of the Nana Muscuri fan club, no doubt. Yeah, the Holocaust never happened. Davy, Porky Pies Irving, trying to hide the truth he knows a world will never bear. Davy, Porky Pies Irving, fascist loony perfecting the thousand-yard stare. Davy, Porky Pies Irving, the lights are on, but there's nobody there. Anarchy. Is the attitude and the doctrine based on the belief that centralized authoritarian governments are harmful and unnecessary and society as a whole can only be emancipated by the dismantling of all government machinery and suppression of the state? Alright, this one's called Goodbye Ronnie, You Scared 40 Fucking Shades of Shit Out of Me. Wrote it years ago when Ronald Reagan left office. A lot of people say it should update it, have Bush or Clinton there, but nah, they weren't as classic as Ronnie, they just weren't as funny. I mean, could you imagine one of them like on the cover of Let Them Eat Jelly Beans? So here we go, as it was. Goodbye, Ronnie, and thanks a lot. You didn't start World War III, but you gave it your best shot. Caused a lot of shit in Nicaragua by sending arms to those Contras. Now over the years, because of the things you've done and said, I've come to believe you're seriously fucked in the head. Now there's a lot of things wrong with this here world that really, really worry me. But the fact that a dumb fuck like you became the president of the United States of America scares 40 fucking shades of shit out of me. Now we got nuclear submarines cruising up and down the Irish Sea. That sends a shiver up my backbone, pretty much worries me. And as regards the devastation of our ozone layer, well okay, I admit it, gives me quite a scare. And nuclear stockpiles and the arms race do cause my heart to quicken its pace. But of all the frightening things that I can see, the fact that a dumb fuck like you became the president of the United States of America scares 40 fucking shades of shit out of me. I mean, what the hell were the people of America on when they went and voted for fucked up Ron? Maybe each one of them's a comedy fan. And if you want to laugh, well, Ron's your man. He never failed to amuse me with his constant bumbling, political stumbling, lies, hypocrisy, and excuses. He'd piss in our heads and tell us it's raining to try and spoof us. Such a funny joke to the realization that it's not a joke dawns on me. And I'm afraid, I have to say, the fact that a dumb fuck like you became the president of the USA scares 40 fucking shades of shit out of me. So goodbye, Ronnie, and thanks a lot. You didn't start World War III. In fact, Bush gave it a much better shot.
Can you pull back in time? There's a voice in your head and there's a voice from behind, appealing to reason to help you make sense of the mess that's around you. Are you a spanner in the works or part of the plan? Are you shaking or biting the invisible hand? Is revenge the only way that you can make us stand? It's not how you fall, it's how you land.
See the Taking for the ride.